And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of March. March 9th is National American Paddlefish Day. The American paddlefish is a 125 million-year-old prehistoric species of freshwater fish. They existed long before the dinosaurs and have occupied the Mississippi Valley and its watershed for 65 million years. The paddlefish has come to have many names: the Mississippi paddlefish, spoonbill, and spoonbill cat are among them. The unique fish species has a long, paddle-shaped nose called a rostrum and feeds on tiny zooplankton. Towards the middle of the 1900s, American paddlefish populations and habitats hit a sharp decline. The construction of modern dams and overfishing were driving the species towards extinction. Fishers poached the fish for their eggs, a caviar delicacy in restaurants. Many efforts have been made to protect the prehistoric paddlefish. In 1914, Louisiana stepped up as the first state to protect the threatened species amidst the high demands for Cajun caviar by banning the commercial trade of roe in Louisiana. By 2006, the world trade in wild caviar was banned when 9 major caviar-producing countries failed to prove to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species that their wild fish were not at risk of endangerment. In 2019, the Chinese paddlefish was declared extinct, leaving the American paddlefish as the world's only remaining species. The Shreveport Aquarium established National American Paddlefish Day in 2019 to raise awareness about the American paddlefish's plight. The Shreveport Aquarium breeds the threatened species in the hope that they can once more repopulate Caddo Lake. The paddlefish, once found in almost every river in the central and eastern United States and Canada, can now only be found in the Mississippi and Missouri River tributaries and Mobile Bay drainage basin. The second week of March is National Aardvark Week. Aardvark fossils date back about 5 million years. They are considered living fossils because theirs is the only surviving species in their family. Aardvarks are mostly native to Africa, with a broad range across the continent, except the Sahara Desert in the north. Aardvarks are sometimes confused with anteaters, who are found in Central or South America. Every individual aardvark eats an estimated 30,000 ants and termites in a single night. It is unlikely you will ever see an aardvark because they are nocturnal, coming out at night and staying inside their cool burrows during the day. These shy animals are categorized as a keystone species because they are ecosystem engineers. Many other species and organisms are dependent on the burrows dug by aardvarks, and they keep the termite and ant populations under control. Today is also World Kidney Day. The kidneys perform essential functions such as filtering waste products, regulating fluid balance, producing urine, producing hormones, maintaining blood pH, and activating vitamin D. Their proper functioning is crucial for overall health and well-being. Diets commonly consumed in Western countries are important contributors to kidney disease and its progression. The Western eating pattern is high in calories, dietary acid, and saturated fat from animal products, sodium, phosphorus, and refined sugars, and low in fruits, vegetables, legumes, and other foods high in fiber and antioxidants. Studies have shown that plant-based diets help prevent and manage kidney disease. Red and processed meat increase the risk for kidney disease and exacerbate progression of pre-existing kidney disease. Use of plant-based foods in treatment showed comparable results to oral medications, with added improvements to blood pressure, weight, and other health outcome measures. The publication of Animal Intelligence, How Much Animals Know, by George Romanes and Frederick Fernald, was on this day in 2020. No phenomena in nature are watched with more interest than the displays of intelligence in animals. From the dog, who occupies a position of intelligent companion of man, down through the less favored species, even to the lowest groups of animal life, we see manifested all degrees of intelligence in the animal mind. And here's a blessing for today by Muhammad Mawakil. Never let the heartless make you lose heart. Do not destroy your soul to destroy the soulless. Your dreams will follow you even into the most desperate reality. Never allow yourself to become bitter. If you become bitter, you have lost your way. The path of joy is rough, but sweet. Loving people has nothing to do with their capacity to love you. Your heart is an endless fountain, unless you name it otherwise, and only you can name your heart. A blessing by Muhammad Mawakil. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder, your heart is an endless fountain.